Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Threat Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, June 13th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up a penny at 721 and a half, September wheat up a penny and a quarter at 1086, and November beans down 34 and a half cents at 1533 and three quarters. Well, it's been a choppy day. Corn's been higher and lower. Wheat was higher and lower. Finished just a little bit higher here. Outside up days in both corn and wheat. But the beans took it on the chin. I guess as much off of the news that China is reimposing some COVID restrictions out there, but certainly with the Dow Jones down 660 points at the moment, bonds down 3 basis points, which means interest rates are moving higher. Crude oil finished up 26, but it's now 30 cents lower on the day in the aftermarket. You know, it's just kind of a wild day here. The Dow has been down 550. It's been down 850. Right now it's down 675, kind of in the middle of where we've been most of the day here. Bitcoin looks like it's going to finish off about $5,500 a coin lower, under 24,000. It actually traded under 23 at one point, got down to the 200-day moving average and then bounced a little bit. But corn and wheat were able to come back, I guess, on the weather reports. The beans weren't so fortunate. Obviously, any heat right now is going to have more of an effect on corn than it is on beans. You know, some of the temps in the Midwest look a little bit hotter. Doesn't look quite as hot in the Southwest, but we don't see a whole lot of rain either. Chicago is supposed to get some rain here today, Iowa tonight, and maybe again on Wednesday. But Kansas is going to be dry for about 10 days. So for the most part, we're going to be relatively dry and very hot. Chicago should set records tomorrow and Wednesday, and then we cool off from 97 to 100 degrees on Tuesday and Wednesday, down back into the high 80s, you know, fairly typical this time of year. I think the heat and the sunshine is what the crop frankly needs, as long as we don't see 95 or 10 days in a row with no rains out here. We don't really see that at the moment. So, you know, if you believe that it's going to be a hot, dry summer, you got to be looking to buy the brakes. If you believe that it's not going to be as bad, you need to be protecting these prices. Certainly, I'd be protecting them one way or the other. But, you know, overall, it's going to be a wild, volatile week. We've got the Fed on Wednesday. Looks like they'll raise the interest rates anywhere from a half a percentage point to three quarters of a percentage point. If they've got any guts, they'll raise it three quarters of a point. If they don't, you know, it's not going to do anything to stop inflation, in my opinion. But, you know, you've got the crude oil rallying $3.50 off its lows out here, almost $4 off its lows at one point. You know, the oil's not backing off, and that's as much a part of the inflation as anything else. Food prices are through the roof. My grocery bill for just myself and my wife on Sunday was $280. The biggest single expenditure was a prime T-bone steak. It was about $33 a pound. So, you know, I don't think too many people are going to be buying, you know, beef at those kind of prices out here. So overall, you know, I think the heat's going to keep the market relatively strong. I think the beans were probably overdone here. They did finish a good 17 cents off their lows. So maybe we'll be able to come back. We held $17 in the July beans. They were down 40 cents roughly. So, you know, maybe we can see a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday tomorrow in the beans, in the Dow Jones, and the rest of the markets. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.